This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. As the population of Texas grows, so changes the demographics. According to the most recent data from the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services, the state's population of those age 60 and older is expected to triple by 2050. Many of those people will require assistance to help manage their estates, with their legal and financial rights being handed to guardians. But while Texas's rate of guardianship control increases, there are allegations that the state's lack of oversight can make the system open to abuse, fraud, and misconduct. It's a story Patrick Michaels has been exploring for the Texas Observer. Patrick, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So explain to me first, what exactly is guardianship and how common is it in Texas right now?
Sure. Well, there are about 53,000 people in Texas who are under a guardianship. And the idea under the law is that it's sort of a last resort under the legal system, that if nobody, there's no family member who is responsible, who can help someone take charge of their finances or make their decisions, the court can appoint someone to take over those decisions for them. And sometimes that's, you know, going against the person's own wishes. But if the person is making bad decisions in the eyes of a judge, then they can appoint someone else to do that. In some rare cases, it can be a private professional guardian who's somebody appointed by the court who does these professionally.
So how did you find that people were actually abusing the guardianship?
So the story focuses on Lubbock County, which I chose for a couple reasons. One, because it has the highest rate of guardianship per, you know, 1,000 people. It has, half person for every 1,000 people is under a guardianship in Lubbock, which is very high. But there were a couple of cases of abuse that had been pretty notorious in Lubbock, at least in the court system. So we looked at what they had done to address these problems since they came up. And the answer was that, you know, after a period of brief activity to sort of get a handle on their problem, they're kind of back to where they were before. And in a lot of ways, it sheds a light on the problem the whole state has. So in Lubbock, one of the biggest issues was they don't have many private guardians there. Mm-hmm. So if a judge doesn't want to award a guardianship to a family member, they didn't have a lot of options. And back in 2009, they had basically one. And it was a guy who amassed like dozens of guardianships. Folks in nursing homes, especially, but folks all over the place. And he would charge an hourly rate, which would end up being pretty high. He could get a cut of the money when he sold off someone's house, sold off their stocks. You know, under the law, all that stuff is possible. But he was doing it without getting explicit permission from the judge. The state stepped in, you know, and they got rid of him as a guardian. And because there were not many other options, almost all of those guardianships went to somebody who had just started up operating in that area, which was his wife.
Oh.
And the same thing happened all over again, basically.
Wow. So what's the fix here? Is there anyone looking to step in and make sure the system of guardianship isn't abused?
Yeah, in a way, it's sort of rare for a story about guardianship. If you look it up, usually there's not a happy ending to these. But the state is really taking an interest just in the last 2 years in getting a handle on what the problem is. So people running the court system in the state have recognized there's not enough oversight now, that too much people are being put under guardianships, kind of filed away and then forgotten about. So what they're doing now is they've started the State Office of Court Administration has started a very sort of like small-scale audit, going county by county to, I think, up to maybe 10 counties they're hoping to by the end of the year. And they're just looking through the guardianship files, and they're saying, you know, are there any reports being filed? You know, do we have a sense of whether this money is being spent correctly or being abused? Just to get a handle on what's going on, because in so many counties, the judges don't have time to go over these files. They're just sort of being created and then forgotten about. So there's an interest now in making that happen. People recognize the shifting demographics are going to make this a much bigger issue, and there's at least some interest in, you know, getting this right before it gets too big.
Patrick Michaels writes for the Texas Observer. Patrick, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.